Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, March 11th, through Thursday, March 17th, 2022. March 11th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you arise in the morning, pray for the grace to accept my divine will unconditionally in every present moment. Life on earth will always have its unexplainable crosses, crosses which are no one's fault and seem to go unresolved. Remember, nothing happens outside of my notice. Listen to your heart. My spirit will advise you as to the best course of action. In this way, the crosses I permit in your life are lightened. I never leave you alone in any given moment. Be still and listen to your heart. I am there if you seek me out. Trying to handle crosses without me is never my plan for you. I will lovingly assist you if you ask." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 12th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "I chose these times to speak here and to accentuate the necessity of each soul to obey my commandments. This is the way to salvation. This is my truth. These days, souls do not search out the truth or how their everyday lives fit into obedience to my commandments. They seem to count on going to heaven just as a matter of course. If the soul goes through life trying only to please himself, he may at the last moment turn to my mercy. Then he would be saved. However, his position of joy in heaven would be greatly diminished. So I speak here not to please myself, but to bring souls into the realm of truth, which is their salvation. Those who will listen will be greatly blessed." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. "Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 13th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I can only be as close to you as you are to me. Make the effort to know me better through prayer and sacrifice. Desire to be closer to me. Include me in your decisions and in the way you spend your time. Always try to love my will for you, which is perfect from beginning to end. When we are close, you will see my will for you, and you will understand it. There will be less of a contest between your will and mine. Your choices will be more clear when you align free will with my divine will. Your smallest effort in this regard is matched with my grace. Desire a close relationship with me. I always desire it. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 14th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, do not allow any cross to overshadow my intense love for you. I share the cross most easily with those who appreciate it. These are the ones who want to help me to bring souls along the path of salvation. Redemptive suffering is never easy, but is alleviated by thoughts of paradise and those you are helping to convert and come to me. They will all be in heaven to greet you if they choose to be. These days in the world, you do not have easy choices to make. All decisions hinge on your interpretation of good versus evil. Therefore, you must be well versed in my commandments and the best way to obey them. This is how you will be judged. I do not leave you in the world alone to decide. I send my Spirit into your heart to urge you towards righteousness. Listen to him. Your angel will assist you. A note is given to read Jude 17:23. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt. Save some by snatching them out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Another note is given to read Exodus chapter 23, 20 through 21. Behold, I send an angel before you, to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 15th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, begin each day determined to become more holy than the day before. Change the pattern of living you have become accustomed to, if need be. Behave as though there are few chances left for you to prove your love for me. Do not fall into the pattern of waiting until tomorrow to change your way of life. I speak to reconcile the heart of the world with obedience to my commandments. This is your path to eternal salvation. Do not try to reinvent a different way or to prove me wrong. I am telling you the way to please me and the way to choose eternal life. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 16th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, when you are at prayer and assailed by many distractions, please recognize Satan's fear of your prayers. He does not come as himself visibly, but as many thoughts and outside interruptions that interfere with fervent prayer. When this happens, calmly bless yourself and return to prayer. It is through prayer Satan's tactics are revealed and destroyed. The evil one uses unwitting people and situations to ensnare your concentration at prayer time. When you learn to recognize him, half your battle is won. Do not allow anyone or anything to keep you away from prayer. Pay attention to what is disturbing you and dismiss the unnecessary. A note is given to read Romans chapter 7, 21 through 25. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God, in my inmost self. But I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, and making me captive to the law of sin, which dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I of myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 17th, 2022, the Feast of St. Patrick. St. Patrick comes. He is holding a long staff like St. Joseph does when he visits. He says, Praise be to Jesus. Today I come to you to accentuate the importance of the conversion of one soul. It is true I converted, with the help of God, many, many souls in ancient Ireland. This same opportunity does not avail itself to but a few chosen to do so. However, I would have done all I did for the conversion of pagan Ireland if it had been for only one soul. As it was, a whole heathen country benefited by my efforts to cooperate with God's plan. Always keep your heart open and ready to follow God's lead, as you never know the plans he has for you. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Patrick.